When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Regarding the air and the air quality and shutting everything down, make your own choices, your own decisions. Make your own. Shutting down Picklesburg, play it out, man. If you don't want to go, don't go. You're not breaking a law by staying home. And I see the whole element of millions committed and everybody coming from out of state. And if the air is bothering you, stay home. If it's not, knock yourself out. And I know the doctors are saying this is crazy, but people make personal choices. That's kind of where I'm at with this. This is actually fascinating to me. A lot of angst over this. So 4 months ago, about the Supreme Court of PA issued this ruling holding that mandatory life in prison without parole for those convicted of second-degree murder is unconstitutional. Here's why. It's actually fascinating. The court found because a felony murder statute does not distinguish between the lookout, guy watching, and the trigger man, guy pulling the trigger. And because it doesn't distinguish between levels of culpability, it's actually fascinating. A flat mandatory sentence violates the right to be free from cruel punishment. How about that? How about that? I have two of the best ever. Judge Anthony Mariani, retired, but still the best. And he works with my boy, one of my brothers, best attorney I know, Phil DeLucente. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both?
Good morning, Marty.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, Judge, my man, it is afternoon. Jump in here, Judge. You make the call. What should we do, sir?
Well, that's as broad a question on this subject as you could ask.
Sure as hell. It's a good place to start.
The problem that's immediate is that there will be a lot of people who have been convicted under the felony murder statute who claim to have had a lesser role than the actual killer.
That's right.
To ask to be resentenced.
That's right. That's right. And that's problematic, sir?
Well, understand something. We're only talking about sentencing. It doesn't relieve them of the responsibility of the conviction that is being found guilty. But the issue is, what is their role? And what's problematic even within that limited area is this. The old statute said, if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, right?
Right.
So if you're the getaway driver, you're just as guilty as the guy who went in the bank and shot the teller. But now, so the issue of, well, what was my culpability level wasn't really litigated in a lot of cases. So they're going to have to reopen the record and have actually litigate the issue of what was the actual role of the person who didn't pull the trigger.
Phil, he nailed it, brother. I've heard this my entire career. If you helped plan the damn thing and you sat in the car You have the same blood on your hands as the guy who pulled the trigger in the bank, sir. Yes? Right?
Well,
this, right?
Yes. And here's the problem I always had. The expansion of the conspiracy statutes.
Yeah.
Okay? So, as everybody knows, there were a lot of... the federal government decided years ago when they couldn't get people that were allegedly involved in an organization, Cosa Nostra, we're gonna make everything accomplice liability, conspiratorial. And so I've had situations where one gentleman might go in to purchase marijuana, and three other kids are sitting in the car. They have no idea he even has a gun, let alone he's going to use it, kill someone, and then everybody's on the hook for conspiracy for murder.
Oh, I see. I see.
Felony murder. So it gets really slippery fast, but the judge is right. It's still a conviction, and it goes to sentencing. So, you know, the judge actually has had many of these cases in front of him. You know, he has also challenged the capital punishment one, moratorium. So, and we're not even getting involved, I know, in that today. But there's also an issue, Judge and Marty, that I think needs to be expressed to our legislators, is third-degree murder. It was always a horribly written statute, all other types of murder. And you really have to look to the sentencing or the jury instructions to look to the, you know, the elements, because it's a really tough thing for clients to understand and for lawyers from the defense standpoint representing their clients on how to deal with that. So they have a long way to go. This is just one of the issues. I don't know, Judge, if you feel.
Hey, Judge, hold on. Let me jump in here. This comes from an opinion from a judge that I highly regard. Felony murder also includes anyone who commits a murder in the commission of a felony. They're only concerned about the defendants who were sentenced as accomplices. That someone fears that people will be treated differently is preposterous. We sentence individually based on so many factors, sentencing individuals, so no two defendants would be sentenced the same. This was an earth-shattering decision. I sentenced the defendant for second-degree murder, and he committed the murder during a robbery. Judge, jump in here.
Well, the statute says if you're convicted of that, it's life without parole.
Yeah.
And that statute was the one that was found to be unconstitutional. There are various levels. Once that opinion says you've got to look at the individual culpability. So once you go there, one person says, he told me he was going in to buy some groceries. I didn't know he had a gun. He was going to rob the guy. What about the individual who bought the gun but said, look, he told me he was just going to use this to scare somebody?
Wow.
I didn't know he was actually going to use it.
Wow.
And on and on and on. So you've got all these individual diagnoses you have to perform now. If the state legislature doesn't step in and say, we fix it at a certain minimum level. And that's really what needs to be done in order to give some fair ratio of being sentenced for this kind of crime versus some other kind of crime. We do need the state legislature to step in at some point, because otherwise it's really up to each individual judge in each individual case.
Hey, Phil, meantime, Phil, how do you manage these sorts of cases, sir? What do you tell your clients?
Well, you know, right now, if the legislature does not act like former Judge Mariani had said, we're going to have a situation where there are going to be judges across the counties, 67 counties, are going to have to fill petitions for resentencing.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to really clog up the system. And, you know, this is very similar to what the Supreme Court did with gaming machines, skill games. So, you know, as far as I can see, the Supreme Court's doing its job. they're always doing their job. Now we need to get all these legislators on the same page.
And, Judge, if they don't, we're screwed, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult. Understand that one of the supporting reasons for the harsh penalties on everybody was the idea that the individual person might not do this on his own. It took two and three people together, gave them the strength to go out and do this. So that's why you're responsible for your co-actor's conduct. But if you don't have that standard, and you don't anymore, literally, what did you do? How much did you know? What was your contribution or not?
Man.
That's going to be every single case. And what if a guy's been in for 10 to 20 years already and the judge determines that his limited role was a five-year sentence?
Yeah, that's a great point, Judge. Because what if you have a conspiracy?
Wow.
The conspiracy went to the robbery or the theft, but it did not go to the murder.
Hot mess, gentlemen. Hot mess. Yeah?
Yes, it is.
Big time. Judge Anthony Mariani, my man, the best ever. And, of course, the legend, Phil DeLisenti. Thanks, boys. Wow.
Thanks for having us. Have a good day.
Wow. Wow.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was that's amazing. And once again, we went in the legislature. It's actually amazing. I love the fact that Mariani, who is retired, but my man is sharp as a tack. And so what they've done is they've thrown all these cases up in the air. And now anyone who's ever been sentenced as an accomplice, as you heard the judge and Phil say, is going to say, hey, set me free, brother. You know what they call that? A hot mess. Man.
Man.
Can I say something about this Taco Bell silliness? The Taco Bell's, they're saying Taco Bell, their lettuce is what gave you the explosive diarrhea, which, by the way, can be serious and can last for weeks. And Taco Bell's pulled all their lettuce. The only thing I would say, and it's really popular with young kids, my son and his goofy friends, they love that crap. This is food that gave you explosive diarrhea before this explosive diarrhea. And again, they don't need me. I'm an old guy. They don't give a crap if I line up and get the squirts from eating their food. But they've been making food that gives you the squirts for 25 years. It's horrible. And again, and Patrick knows this because he has a son the same age as, no, he's a little older than Vince. My son and his friends who are workout nuts, they'll eat that crap. And Patrick's smiling. I don't know why, because he knows. Patrick, they'll eat that crap twice a day. And it's given me the runs for 20 years. And now they're saying, yeah, it gives you explosive diarrhea. No kidding, Taco Bell. Finally,
well,
they admitted,
their
Patrick.
Slogan was make a run for the border.
Exactly. Let's make the runs for the border. Patrick, you're pretty much a foodie guy. It's crap food. But Patrick, they have insane success with young people, right?
And they do.
I have to disagree
with
you, Marty.
Their marketing is directed toward.
Here we go.
I have to disagree with you and Patrick because I don't work out the way I used to.
Well, we know that.
Whatever, man.
We know that.
So now he's throwing shade. Okay. He's throwing shots.
I saw a picture of you on social yesterday, and I was like, damn.
You saw a picture. Okay. Anyway.
Patrick, let me guess. He likes that crap. Go ahead, man.
Okay. I used to work out on a regular, and I used to, and I lie to you guys not, I would always eat bean burritos from
Shocking.
Taco Bell.
Shocking.
Whatever, Marty.
It's the
I would
worst.
Actually eat five of them.
Five?
Yes. When I was working out, five of them.
Oh.
And because it gave me my protein,
yeah.
But also, I didn't get the runs. I did not get the runs. That's why I said to both of you, I have to disagree. I mean, and most people might, but no.
Hey, my man, they're insanely successful. I mean, my son, I'm telling you, man, if he could go there every day, he would. And they're the only fast food joint within like 100 miles of our house that Patrick, it's open till 3 in the morning in Mount Lebanon. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That means these young kids get all hammered up and go to Taco Bell and get the runs for the border. Where's your, oh wow, my friend Naya, they're at Taco Bell right now. I'm in the drive-thru now. What do you guys want? Jack. Nothing. They have, Patrick, they have that mystery meat. That whatever that is in there, it just runs. Does it not? It's crap.
It's not the highest quality.
Trevin? My man. Man, you need to step in. Where's your woman? Where's your wife?
Look, I already made my position on this, and I explained to you that for
there
me,
there is no way
me.
Your beautiful wife likes that crap. There's no way, man.
I didn't say she ate it. I said,
know,
I did.
I'm going to walk across the hall here in a second. She lets you eat that still?
I don't eat it as much, to be honest.
You should, maybe. I find it to be fascinating, the discussion, that they're now admitting that the lettuce they had was what Patrick grown in Mexico, right? That somehow
I believe so.
Yeah, some of it was tainted, and this, by the way,
it was distributed in five states,
yeah, including
two
West Virginia,
right next to us, including West Virginia and Ohio.
Yep. So if you were to drive through Trevin at West Virginia and Ohio, it's now running through you for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, I got a show to produce.
Trevin, would you be cool with eating there like today?
No.
You don't want the explode.
Well, I mean, they said lettuce, so it doesn't have anything to do with the burritos if you don't have lettuce in
it. Yeah, your bean burrito is still safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my wife is laughing. She can't stand it either. It's the worst. Once in a while, nah, let me try it again. I love Tex-Mex. And you order this burrito that weighs 16 pounds, and you bite into it, and it runs down your face, and there's somewhere in there, there's meat. And it runs down your face, and an hour or so later, it runs out your... Not even going to get into the Chi-Chi's issues. Taco Bell. My man, Trevin. Man, you're hooked. Now I'm hooking you up now, man. Oh, well. As I said, they don't give a damn about old guys like me. They own the marketplace with young kids because they love it. All of them, my kids, all of them. Hey, Dad, can we go to Taco Bell? No. No. Hey, Dad, we're walking to Taco Bell. Fine. You want anything, Dad? No. I don't want the runs. It creates disturbances at the south end of my border. Taco Bell does.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Taco Bell sucks. Gives you the squirts even before this explosive diarrhea thing. Unless you're 15 years old. Ma'am, you love Taco Bell, don't you?
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am, it's you. You love Taco Bell, yes. Don't you?
The one on Cochran Road in particular, Mount Lebanon.
Yeah.
They're a clean place.
Yes, they
they've
are.
Got the nutrition, they've got the nutrition on their kiosk. You
yeah.
can read every ingredient.
Yeah.
So you can make healthy choices.
Does it give you the runs?
Yeah, some of the,
gives me the runs.
Beans are going to do that, probably.
See. Hey, Trevin. You hear
don't
what this wonderful woman says?
You have a nice woman on the line. Do not get me involved.
My man ate like sweetheart, my man ate like nine bean burritos a day.
We've already established that it did
that
not.
You think that could be the reason?
I think it's the reason he had explosive diarrhea. Yes, ma'am.
The Taco Bells, anyway, they're healthy beans. They're clean.
Wow.
And, you know, you can actually do a healthy choice over there if you read their ingredients. It's like on the back of a label.
I ain't reading SWAT. They give me the runs. I hate them. I love you, though. Love her, defending Taco Bell. She was wonderful. Meantime, I'm Patrick.
Why
are
you always trying
this.
To steal my joy, Marty?
Me?
Why?
Stealing
why?
His
I don't
joy.
Get it. He's trying to steal my joy.
A mound of bean burritos, and he said he never had the runs. Yeah, right. And the Pope is Jewish.
Dr. Jess, help me out when you come on, please.
Dr. Jess, sister. Dr. Jess, are you there? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I sent her a text last night, and it said, did we break up? She's been blowing me off for like 3 months. You okay?
I thought you broke up with me, Marty.
I love you. I can't let go. All right. Jess, first of all, something personal. This is why I love you, man. My man, and Patrick, you got to hear this. Paul Martino had this ailment, and he's talked about this, so we're not hiding anything. What's it called, Jess? Some Bell's palsy. And what does it do?
Bell's palsy is an inflammation of one of the nerves in your face, and it results in paralysis of one side of your face.
And Paul is my boy. He's like family. He's one of the most wonderful men ever. Big time TV star. This happened to him. Debilitating. Made him depressed. Anxious. Seriously. And I swear, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I begged him to see this brilliant doctor right here. I'm serious. He finally went to see her and said, I should have done this a year ago. Did he not, Jess?
He has. And I thought that you broke up with me, so Paul and I were having a thing, I guess.
Hold on, though. Let's keep it real. This is why I love what you say and do. People say, nah, nothing works. But it does. But it does, my dear, doesn't it?
It does. Marty, we literally just had a patient come in this morning. He's been to several specialists over the past of the last few months. He's frustrated. He's in pain. He can't figure out why he's dizzy and why the world is spinning and his body hurts.
Wow.
And he had evaluation by one of our amazing physical therapists, yeah. Dr. Megan, and she was able to get that connection with him. And that's what a lot of our patients come in, is that we just listen to them, Marty, and we have the amazing skill set in our physical therapist and the amazing technology here to make a difference in our patients' lives.
Dr. Jess from Physical Monroeville, I got to tell you a story that makes my heart ache. My father-in-law, who I suggested should go to her for at least 2 years, he has really bad neuropathy. It's so bad that he has no feeling in his hands or legs and was so bad yesterday, had to be rushed to a hospital where he's staying right now. My point is, Jess, so many folks just say, I can't do anything about this, and they ignore it, and it gets worse. Does it not, my friend?
They do, and honestly, the first step that we all encourage patients is just taking that step to schedule the evaluation.
Yep.
Come in and see one of our therapists, because once you walk through those doors, you feel the difference in our clinic. We really do have a family environment from the front desk all the way to our physical therapist, to our technicians helping our patients at the end of their sessions as well. It is a family environment, and we care about you from the moment you step through those doors, and we still continue to care about you even after you step out of those doors. Whenever patients are discharged, we We send updated letters. We reach out to them. We want to know what's going on in their lives. I just discharged a patient yesterday who I had a very special bond with, and he told me, don't worry, I will be back.
Wow. But if they ignore it, Jess, it compounds itself, and then they say, screw it, and they're just hurting themselves is my point, right? Right?
It is. You are definitely just hurting yourself if you're putting it off. And a lot of times it is the realization that something is going on as well. Because so often people go to all these specialists, like the gentleman I told you about this morning. They go see several specialists. They get imaging. They get x-rays. They see physical therapists. They see neurologists. They see chiropractors. They've seen every person under the sun. And they're like, I give up. I literally don't have any other hope in the world. You guys are my last resort. And when that happens, we get the results.
Full circle moment. We start out joking about it, but with Martino, who had seriously had anxiety, was a bit depressed about this. You've turned that around for him. I don't want to speak for you, but you've had tremendous results, right?
We definitely have. He has significant progress since he started.
Right? Changed. I mean, it's crazy. And it just involves getting engaged, right?
Mm-hmm. It's honestly, it's engagement, the connection, and obviously the skill set that we have in our clinicians here as well. But it's honestly, all it takes is that first step of giving us a call and getting on our schedule.
Hey, speaking of you and physical in Monroeville, you're doing some really cool, I just heard this a couple days ago. You're really doing some cool stuff. Kind of explain it.
So we are actually expanding our clinic. So over the past 2.5 years of us being open, we have found that there are, well, not even this, patients have found us. There are several patients that have found us, and we've helped improve so many of their lives that they tell all of their friends and family about us, and then they come in as well. So we have had such success with our patients. Our patients have had such success that we are expanding our clinic. So we are creating another branch of our clinic to focus on orthopedic care.
Nice.
So our new clinic will continue the same great care, like I said, when you feel like family, as soon as you walk through the door to the moment that you leave, but not really, we're going to think about you forever. And we're going to get the results that the patients will get, that will have really good results and give everybody more space to operate as well, so that our patients can get the best care and that they can live their best lives.
On a personal note, and she knows this, I got sick as hell, ended up in an ICU in 2 different hospitals within the last month. And I thought about you, Jess, because when you get really sick like that, and my blood pressure was crazy, and you get up, and this whole balance thing becomes an issue again. It really does, and it's kind of scary, is it not?
It does. It takes even one day of inactivity to lose several weeks to months worth of training that you've done.
Yeah. Troubling. Jess.
Just means you have to come back to see me again.
Yeah, I am. And especially as you open the new joint. 412-457-8200. 412-457-8200. The reason I love her is because she's brilliant. But when people grab me and say, hey, that doctor you sent me to changed my life. And that's kind of the coolest thing about it, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We're in this to help people. And what really is the icing on top of the cake for me, Marty, and I can speak for my owners as well, is that whenever we truly make a difference in somebody's life, we can have somebody walk through the front door miserable, unhappy, and then they walk out the door, they're giving us hugs, and they're smiling, and they have a newfound hope for life.
Oh, and Patrick said his mother-in-law's coming to you. Cool. Very
she
cool.
She is.
Very cool. All right. Jess, before you go, I just want to say one thing. You complete me.
I thought we were best friends always, Marty.
6 bean burritos. Taco Bell, baby. Thanks, Jess.
You complete me.
Yeah. Love it. I watched Trump last night. He's just weird. I know you folks love him and all, but he's a liar. I find it's psychotic. It's pathological. And it's weird. We're going to get into that with David Urban, who's a brilliant commentator with CNN. He's also a West Point guy, a Penn guy, and he's from here. And I love him, and we're going to talk to him about Trump. What's bizarre is that the election, he went on this rant with this election fraud and baseless lies. It's weird. And he can't let go. It's obsessive. It's manic. It's disheartening. And all you folks say, I know he does that, but he's done some good things. Okay. It troubles me when you know someone just tells the same lie over and over again. That's very troubling to me. And that election fraud stuff, folks, is a lie. And just to be blatantly obvious, you know, they won a whole bunch of primaries recently, Republicans. A whole bunch, all over the country. And I've spoken to a lot of big players about voter fraud, including Steve Zappala. Steve Zappala, who's been the DA here for as long as I've been here, he had one case of voter fraud in 20-plus years. One. I'm just keeping it real for you guys. There's a sadness to it and a certain amount of desperation, too. Grown-ass man who's had so much success and has so much power laments and obsesses in crazy obsession with this election he lost, got his ass kicked big time. And I guess he can't let go of that failure because he keeps... I respect the hell out of the networks. They said, screw him. He's nuts. They blew him off live. I had to look around. I found it on Fox, but everyone else blew him off good. And his response was, screw you. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to take you off the air. Okay. Okay. Again, he's our president, and we have to respect that, but that rambling crap from last night. And I know a whole bunch of smart people that are Republicans and Democrats that think he's lost his mind in that regard. It's just, he won't let go. I mean, China and rigged elections in Venezuela and, man, the truth is, guys, that most of this stuff now is paper ballots, and you really can't hack into a ballot. It's from paper. Oh, the Republican head of elections for the state of Pennsylvania said he's wrong. He's lying. He lost 70 lawsuits, 70 thrown out by judges that he appointed. I'm not going to re-narrate this and re-debate this and redirect this. I'm just suggesting that, man, we got better things to do. We're in the middle of a hell of a war. I just heard that report where folks have quit saving because they got to pay their other bills. It's true, man. It's real. I look to my man to the left. Trevin has a couple side hustles. He's taking a new job because my man's got to get paid. It's just the truth of the world we live in. A lot of people were kind of struggling, man. And why wouldn't he obsess on that?
Let me ask Marty. When you look at the office of the president, yeah. And I'm not, you know, opposed to Trump or for Trump. I'm not even going to go there. And anybody listening, I'm not taking you there either.
No.
But where is the comfort as a nation? Where is the reinforcement of solidarity nation?
Where I don't know.
Okay, we got this. Let's do this together. Where is that? I don't see it.
No.
And as a regular person walking around, you know, trying to get my hustle on, trying to make money so I can survive, I look for that. And I would think that there are many people that do the same. Now, there are those that will say, well, we have that. Oh, Trevin, you don't see it?
This is why I love my man. He still has 80% support with Republicans. However, they say you're in trouble when it drops below 90%. internally in your party. So it's.
But again, where's the reassurance, Mark?
We have hope. I don't know.
And you can't lose hope. You can never lose hope. Nobody can ever lose hope.
And I'll tell you right now, I can't find an American out there that gives a rat's ass about the election he lost 6 years ago. I can't. He spent an hour on it last night, sweating and ranting and rambling. Doesn't help us, to my point, to Trevin's. More than half of all 30-year-olds, never happened in American history, are living in their parents' basements. It's never happened in American history because they can't afford a house. I'd be thinking of a way to tinker with builders and interest rates, and just saying. Just me. Now, you can love him all you want, and God bless you, and he's had his victories, but this is a defeatist mentality of a guy that can't deal with the truth, and that's petrifying to me.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.